I'm joined again by Rhonda Rice. She joins me each month. We talk about ways to live better, to live with the seasons, to live naturally, and to find ways to feel better and just simply be in, basically in harmony with nature. And one of those things we're going to talk about today is colors. And you're wearing pink and orange. You look very festive today.
Very bright, yes. Colors are...
So what does pink do? What does pink do to, enhance your mood or enhance your health, or what does it do?
Well, actually, in the color pink that I have on is a... Actually, I kind of call this Baskin-Robbins colors because it's the Baskin-Robbins pink, and their old uniforms had the orange and brown stripes and stuff. And
can I have butter brittle and the mint green, too, please?
And so... this bright pink color is the ultimate healing color. I didn't really necessarily think about it when I planned what I was going to wear today, but I believe that we subconsciously pick what we need and what we're drawn to.
So I'm wearing gray.
It seems like every time we talk colors, Steve, you have on a sort of a dull color. And so gray, we'll call it silver. Silver is kind of it's one that sort of helps you connect to like more of an etheric kind of advanced kind of energy.
Is it a nature type color?
It can be a grounding color too, because it does have black in it. And so any of the colors that have, you know, something that's red or that's more maroon, that's going to have black in it. So it's going to have more of a grounding sort of stability kind of thing to it. So it's going to kind of keep you grounded and focused in those kinds of things.
So do you naturally pick colors? When you pick a color out, do you pick a color? Does it sort of just simply follow whatever mood or
woman who is, you know, is going to be listening out there, and they're going to hear me say that sometimes you think you know what you're going to wear, and you get up the next morning and you're like, I can't wear that today. And so that's because you've sort of intuitively pick what you need or what you're drawn to. And what we need to realize is that color, you know, there's been lots of research on color, not only for psychological research, but also marketing and health and all of those things. And what happens is the color goes through the retina of the eye, and it triggers a chemical response in the brain. And that in turn then releases hormones into the body. And I'm not just talking like estrogen and progesterone. There's insulin, there's adrenaline, cortisol, melatonin, serotonin, you know, all of those things are hormones. And so they emit into the body and into the chemical response of the body. So seeing somebody wearing red can actually stimulate energy or aggression or have more passion, those kinds of things too. So each color has their own meaning, but also not only just sort of that symbolism meaning, the other things with colors, every color relates to a different emotion. It has a sort of a subconscious symbolism. So like if you were to look at it in the health food aisle, most of the healthy things that are labeled healthy have a green package. Things that are sort of generic are going to be yellow or white or black. And so there's that sort of subconscious symbolism we have to look at. Each color reflects a temperature. You know, some are warm, some are cold, some are hot, some are cool. And each one goes to a different element. And by that, I mean like fire, water, earth, air, and also a season, each season. And again, that kind of goes along with the five element Chinese medicine theory. And then again, taste. Sense, you know, some of them relate to taste, some of them relate to smell, and so different colors will stimulate taste.
Well,
and
you
smell.
You eat with the seasons, and if you eat with the seasons, the colors of the food that you eat goes along with that too, right?
And the colors of the food then also, like if you were to look at what color food are you constantly craving or looking at, and that will go not only to nutritional value, which again, you know, the rays of the sun, all of the light, you know, coming through the prism, different colors of different fruits and vegetables will attract different parts of that healing spectrum, and it will affect the nutritional value.
Now, what about if you have a uniform? I go to Chicago quite often to visit my daughter, and it's one thing I notice is that it appears that men particularly, that black suit or the dark gray suit, you know, the standard uniform of the day, dark tie, dark suit, black shoes. I mean, what about uniforms?
And so you're talking about not like a fast food uniform, or are you talking more about
business
attire?
Business to business.
So
yes.
Business attire, absolutely. So there's two things that you can do. You might intuitively pick the shirt or the tie color that you need, but then a lot of times it's conscientious as well. Like you are using your actual conscious brain to say, okay, today, like black is a power color. So you need to have a lot of authority or a lot of power or a lot of that too. One of the things I've noticed trending lately with men is sort of this really dark blue, not necessarily a navy, but they have sort of just one step up from that navy, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. But that deals with drawing a different kind of thing. Blue is for communication. And again, if you look at this, go back to the research with presidential debates and all of those kinds of things, the color of the tie absolutely signifies that.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue. And, you know, if you want to wear blue, like if you watch, if the president's just trying to communicate, and this is any president, you can go back. This actually started back the research with the Kennedy-Nixon debate because it was the first televised debate. And everyone who watched it on TV thought that Kennedy won, and everyone who listened to it thought Nixon won because they didn't have that visual perception. And even though the TV was in black and white, you could still tell enough that the suit was black and that his tie had, you know, more of like the red tones and things to it, and that Nixon had on a lighter colored suit. So all of those things, like blue is going to be communication. So if you're looking at them just making a common address, they're most likely going to wear a blue tie or something with blue in it, blue shirt, blue tie, blue suit. If they are looking to talk about things that are like declaration of war, if you, you know, go back and watch the night that President Bush came on,
right,
and declared the war, earlier that day he'd been at the 9/11 memorial and he wore a blue tie. Later on that night when he did the address on TV, he wore a red tie. So it commands authority and respect, and also it's also a, you know, an aggressive color. It's a power color. So absolutely the way we dress affects us, the way things are packaged in the store affect us, but then it also affects us from a healing perspective as well. So the different colors can have actually different healing properties too.
Wow. So what if you're feeling just sort of, you know, very tired or run down and you need a boost? Is there a color you can put on that's just going to kind of enliven your insides too?
Okay, so then each one gets a little bit more technical with that. So if you're somebody who's tired because you're depressed, you're going to need red energy. If you're someone who's tired and you need to have focus and intellect, like maybe you've been up studying all night and you want to go take a test, yellow is going to be the color to wear for that, because the yellow affects the mind and clarity of the mind. That's why you write on a legal pad, that it's easier for you to remember. People that have dyslexia, if they have a yellow overlay, a lot of times it's easier for them to read things. So each thing's going to have that. Like, for instance, if you need more fun in your life and you're feeling tired because you don't have enough fun, then you're going to wear these, want to wear these bright colors like pink and orange and those kinds of things too. So each one of them kind of has their own unique thing. And that's what's so profound about it, as far as it could be individualized for each client that were to come to me, or each person listening would say, oh, well, you know, yes, pink is the universal healing color, that, you know, bright fuchsia magenta pink is the universal healing color. So is white. But again, not everybody is going to feel like they want to wear red when they need energy. They may need it for some other thing, like yellow or even an orange or something like that.
All right. To feel the very best that you can feel, is there a specific color? You just want to feel. Let's say you're coming down with a cold. What would you be wearing?
Okay. So the thing that boosts the moon system is turquoise. So anything sort of in that blue green field, turquoise, anything that's sort of sea green, blue green, anything like that, aquamarine, that is going to help the immune system. Also, then if you are needing to have extra energy to do it, you might want to have red. Red will ground you. And again, if you look at the red foods and those kinds of things, they're going to help you to sort of get that nourishment.
Does this go along with the chakra?
Yes, it does. It goes along with the chakras too, because the chakras then each have their own color in each part of the body, and colors also go along with that. That's excellent that you put that together. Each color also resonates with a certain number and megahertz, because of the electromagnetic frequency. The sound wave has a different vibration or frequency, so to speak, which is megahertz. So each one, it just keeps lapping, overlapping with what we do.
So you are what you eat and you are what you wear. Is that what you're saying?
You absolutely are. And if you think about it, you know, it's not only just what colors that you are wearing that will affect you. Think about it. It also affects other people looking at you. So, you know, a few years ago, I was asked to come into this school, and they were having trouble. It was a brand new school, and they were having trouble, like the kindergartners and the first graders were like acting up all the time and everything. Well, someone had the bright idea that they did the entire kindergarten, first and second grades, all in red, yellow, and I believe it was orange. It wasn't even green or blue. And so, of course, that's going to stimulate activity. That's going to make them be more hyper, those kinds of things with that, too. So the teachers then, could have done things to have like sort of complementary colors, like the opposite of red is green. So it's going to kind of balance it out. The same thing with like the opposite of orange is going to be blue and the opposite of yellow is going to be purple. So those kinds of things you can kind of help balance it out. And then the clothes that they would wear then could also affect, again, that chemical response in the brain of not only children, but coworkers, spouses, family members, pets, you know, whatever. So,
wow, it's fascinating. If somebody wants more information about colors, how they make you feel, how they make you healthier, how they make you more, I guess, vibrant or more energized, where can they get more information?
They could give me a call at 319-752-0175, or they could find me on Facebook at Life's Pathways, Rhonda Reif, R-E-I-F, or they could email me at holistichorizons@hotmail.com.
Fantastic. And, of course, Rhonda joins us each month. We talk about ways to live better with the seasons, but also with the right colors, right?
Correct.
All right. And we'll be back next month with another episode of Living Healthy with Rhonda.